Reflection, written by Nachdenklich and read by Wilfriede 0815. Phantom, The Devil Wears Prada. Relationship, Miranda Priestley / Andrea Sachs. Rating mature. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Miranda is a vampire. Andy is not. Yet. Just some fluffy vampire smut. Miranda dressed the way she always did for the last 257 years, carefully assembling her outfit the day before in the light of the day, having tried it on a mannequin made to her precise measurements first. A good thing about being a vampire, your body hardly changed as the years went by. A bad thing about being a vampire? Applying makeup without a mirror was a pain in the backside. So, on her day-to-day, she opted for a simple light makeup that would forgive slight inaccuracies. No eyeliner or lip liner or such. Just moisturizer, foundation, mascara, and lipstick. And she's gotten the motion down to a perfection in the last 94 years that she didn't have a chambermaid to do her hair and makeup anymore. Of course, for large events she would hire a professional makeup artist, and she had a select few at her beck-end call who she trusted and who didn't question her rules of closed curtains and no mirrors in the room. The surprising thing about being a vampire? Apparently, her heart still had the ability to flutter, given the right incentive. And that right incentive was standing right in front of her now, flushing so beautifully that Miranda felt her canines twitch, wanting to sink them into the pulsating vein on Andrea's neck. And an even more surprising thing was that Andrea was happily letting her do so now, whenever she pleased. Miranda tempered her urge, though, wrapping the warm body of her lover in her embrace and kissing her lips first. Slow, sensually, seductively. Andrea shivered and moaned. Miranda took it as a good sign to carry on. She moved her lips to Andrea's neck next, tracing them up and down a few times before zeroing in on that thick, fluttering vein that called out to her. "May I?" she asked, as she always did, needing Andrea's consent every time she broke her skin with her teeth. "Yes," the young woman replied, before tilting her head even more to give Miranda better access. Miranda dove in, and Andrea's fingers dug deeper into Miranda's shoulders, her hips coming forward and undulating against Miranda's with each sip she took. When sated, Miranda licked the wound to stop the blood flow and lowered Andrea onto the bed, continuing kissing her now. "Thank you, darling," she murmured against her lips. "My pleasure," Andrea replied breathily, wrapping herself even more around Miranda's cool body, frantically roaming her back with her hands and grinding her hips into her. "Take me now, Miranda, please." And as always, Miranda didn't need to be told twice, lowering her lips past Andrea's neck this time and right to her chest, licking and kissing and nipping her path to the soft, warm breasts that fitted her palms just right. And while her mouth and left hand played with Andrea's breasts, tweaking and sucking her nipples, her right hand slid down to between her thighs, only briefly swiping her fingers on the young woman's vulva before entering her with two fingers. Miranda hummed appreciatively around Andrea's nipple at the hot wetness that met her there. More often than not, Andrea got very worked up throughout feeding. Of course, Miranda always tried to make the experience as pleasant and pleasurable as possible for her, so it worked to both of their advantages. She steadily worked her fingers in and out of Andrea, adding a third one every now and then for the stretch that she knew the woman liked, before retreating it again and adding more pace to her movements. She pressed the heel of her palm even firmer with each stroke, and soon enough, Andrea climaxed in her arms, breathing heavily. 10 minutes later, Andrea was kissing up and down her body.
"Gosh, I wish you could see just how beautiful you are right now. Spread out like this before me, flushed with my blood flowing through your veins. Wet and needy due to my touch, rattled. The mighty and untouchable Miranda Priestley coming undone for me and me alone."
Andrea's hands continued their teasing, tracing intricate patterns on her skin that she long ago believed dead, only to be woken by this wonderful creature after all those years now. Miranda shivered. Suddenly, Andrea stopped her movements and sat up.
"Wait, I have an idea," she exclaimed, and ran out of their bedroom only to come back a few moments later with a standing mirror from her walk-in closet. "I know that you don't like these things," she motioned at the mirror and continued, "but if you'd let me, I think I could show you just how gorgeous you are, how much you affect me." She bit her lip nervously. "Do you trust me?" Silly girl, as if there were another answer. "With my death," Miranda answered with certainty. Andrea grinned at her then, before jumping back onto the bed and grabbing Miranda's hands, pulling her up. She walked him towards the mirror, standing behind Miranda as they faced it. She traced her hands up and down Miranda's sides, making her shiver. "You have such soft, delicate skin," she breathed against Miranda's shoulder as her lips gently brushed it, her gaze locked with her own reflection in the mirror, following the movements with her eyes even though they seemed to just float in the air. She pressed herself closer to the woman's back and moved her hands to Miranda's stomach, then her ribs, the underside of her breasts. She ceased the teasing, barely there light movements of her fingers on Miranda's skin and palmed Miranda's breasts, squeezing them before dragging her palms across Miranda's stiff nipples and whimpering at the feeling. Miranda moaned in response. She could see how dark with lust and desire Andrea's eyes became while touching her, how flushed the skin on her face and neck and chest got, and she urged to ravage her again. "Andrea," her voice came out unsteady as she said her name, "if you won't do something about it soon." Miranda took Andrea's hand and guided it between her legs. "I would have to take care of it myself." She felt the goosebumps erupting on Andrea's skin where her arms were wrapped around Miranda, and the hard nipples pressing more firmly into her back. A smug and satisfied smile spread on her lips. Watching Andrea get so worked up herself while working her up was a wonderful sight indeed. She continued watching Andrea stroking the air in the mirror, while feeling the same fingers work her clitoris and breast, feeling the teeth scrape at her throat and shoulder, and watching Andrea lick the air in front of her. It was indeed a sight to behold. And she would like to repeat this sometime. Now, though, her knees slackened and her back arched as her orgasm hit her. When she opened her eyes again, she could see the awed expression on Andrea's face and the indentations on Andrea's arms where she wrapped and dug her own fingers in to hold herself up. "Thank you, my darling," she rasped while catching her breath. She turned her head and kissed the woman that she came to love over the last 2 years, the one that she wanted to build her undead future with. She smiled against Andrea's lips and added seductively, "Take me to bed now, so that I can show you my gratitude." Andrea shivered. "You'll be the death of me one day," she said. "Oh, I'm counting on it, my dear." Miranda smirked, then yelped, as Andrea picked her up and carried her back to bed. The end.